Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Amen and amen. I say that as I open every broadcast. Brother Glass used to open his broadcast with those very same words, as well as close with the same ones I do. And so I'm sort of continuing on the tradition that he started so many years ago. But that is a truism, that no matter what you might be facing, God has an answer. He has a provision. He has miracles for you. And all we have to do is believe that he wants to bring them forth in our lives. And I've been sharing, starting on Monday, about open doors into a deeper spiritual life. It's very exciting to enter a room, isn't it, that you've not been in before. As you open the door, you're not exactly certain what you find. Well, I spent some time in the Word looking at on the subject of doors, and I think it was perhaps that reference in Revelation when the Lord was speaking about or to the Philippian church, that he said he had an open door that no man could shut. And he has the key of David, and that what he opens, no man can close. What he closes, no man can open. And so doorways are pretty exciting possibility. And there are, I believe, much treasure, many exciting adventures awaiting us behind the Lord's closed doors. But there's no locks on those doors. All we have to do is say, Lord, I want to go in. All we have to do is knock. All we have to do is go through that door, and I believe we'll be blessed beyond anything we could imagine. And I've shared, and this is not complete, but out of the Word, I drew seven different doors that the Lord does have for us. And the first one was the door of invitation, which, of course, we have to receive as a sinner to become saved. We come through that door of invitation for salvation, to be born again. And that's not just for the unsaved. Salvation, that word sozo, it's a continuing, ongoing experience. We need to be saved all the time from, you know, the works of the flesh, from the works of the enemy. And so God is our Savior continually, each and every day. Then there's the door of prayer. That's a simple matter of communing with God, and he invites us. Because remember when Jesus died, the veil of the temple was torn in two, that thick, heavy veil. It was a miraculous sign because it was torn from the top to the bottom. No human agency could do that. And it was an indication that the veil which separated God and man was now torn by the flesh, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is now the unveiled Christ, the veil of his flesh being torn, where we can enter into the Spirit and behold his glory face to face. And so we've been talking about open doors into a deeper spiritual life. But before I go on and we share the other doors that I'd like to share with you from the Word of God, I just feel that there are some listening to me that right now you need healing. And God has provided healing under the new covenant promises. The needs of the whole man. That's the slogan of this ministry, the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. The whole man is, we're a tripartite being, body, soul, and spirit. And John, the third John 1:3 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And so, when it talks about the gifts God has given to the church, you know, gifts of prophecy, wisdom, miracles, there are gifts, and that's plural, of healing, because we need healing on many different levels. Healing emotionally, healing of our soul, healing of our minds, healing of our bodies. And I'm going to pray with you, but for those of you who need physical healing, hear the word of the Lord. We have to base our faith on what God has promised. Hear Psalm 41:3, the Lord will sustain him on his sickbed. James 5:15 says, the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. Exodus 23 25 and 26. Remember, this is the end of the old covenant, which wasn't as good as the new one we have now. The word says, worship the Lord your God. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. That's a wonderful promise, is it not? And how precious, these are just a few, how precious these promises are to those who are fighting physical battles. But the Lord is also concerned about healing our soul. And for those of you who've been hurt and wounded and need a healing of memories, hear the word of the Lord. Jeremiah 33 and 6 says, I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Jeremiah 30 and 17, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. Isaiah 57 and 18 says, I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort unto him. Psalm 41 and 3 says, O Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalm 23 and 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul. There's so many scriptures. Psalm 147 and 3, he heals the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. If you need healing on any level, let's agree. Father, we stand on your word. Your word encompasses healing in every form, for every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body, the entire man, the whole man, Lord, you've provided for. And so, Lord, I speak healing. I bind and take authority over the works of darkness, spirits of infirmity, over natural consequences, the effect of living in this sin-controlled world. Father, I pray for the miracle working power, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same miracle working power of the Holy Spirit that was administered through the life of Jesus. He laid hands on the sick. He spoke the word. And Father, right now, I speak the word for miracles of healing and deliverance in body, mind, soul, and spirit. Father, you desire to make us whole, that healing is the children's bread. So Father, I claim this healing for everyone who is turning to you right now in faith, reaching out to you. Father, you're not a God to disappoint. And I release the anointing and the healing of God from the top of their head to the soles of their feet in Jesus' mighty name. And you, O Lord, alone will receive the glory for it. I thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord wanting to speak a word of prophecy. Hear the word of the Lord. One day, beloved, when you stand in my presence, you will be free from all the shackles of this earthly life. You will know perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect communion with me. But for now, know that I am bringing you through a process of healing and transformation that is working toward that goal, that perfection and completion you will experience when you are with me in glory. So, my beloved, take heart. The affliction and trial of this present life are but for a short season only. Allow me to continue that good work that I've begun in you. This cleansing, healing work that I am doing shall see you freed from the sorrows, the heartaches, the limitations of the past that others, as well as yourself, have put upon you. You shall experience a new measure of faith, for I've called you to be truly free in me, rejoicing as a child would, playing before a loving, protective, and jealous father. For so you are to me, a beloved child, who shall grow up into maturity, even unto the fullness of your Lord in Christ, says your God and Heavenly Father. Amen. Well, praise God for his word of comfort. Amen. Truly, God's Spirit has been given us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. Brethren, I pray you receive that word. Praise God. Well, I've taken most of the broadcast just to minister, but maybe we can take just a few moments to go back to my message, which is open doors into a deeper spiritual life. And There is another door. We've looked at the door of invitation. We've looked at the door of prayer. And anytime you miss a broadcast, as I say from time to time, at your convenience, if you have internet, just go to www.unveilchrist.org and click on the broadcast, and you can listen at your time to any you've missed or any that are archived there. All right. What's a third door we can go through? Well, it's the door of promise. Revelation 21 and 6 says, this is Jesus speaking, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Praise God. Think of what this means. To be brought into contact with an unfailing, eternal fountain of refreshing. My goodness, what a blessing. And there's a guarantee of perpetual freshness and satisfaction. Jesus said, as he spoke to the woman at the well, he said, if you drink of the water that I have to give, you'll never thirst again. So he's talking about complete satisfaction. Don't you suppose any of our loved ones who've gone on to be with the Lord in heaven, I mean, if they could just come back and talk to us, they would probably wouldn't have the words to describe how completely happy they are. They lack nothing. They are perfectly content and satisfied. Beloved, if you continue on to know the Lord, to follow after the Lord, that's the destiny of every born-again child of God. Isn't that exciting? Praise God. So there's a door of promise. And Jesus said he would pour water on him that is athirst. Hear John 4 and 14. But so whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, this is what Jesus said to the woman at the well, shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Praise God. Whatever your need is, there is a promise in the Word of God. And as we pray, the most effective kind of prayer is to claim that promise, whatever it is. Philippians 4:19 is a very generic blanket statement. My God shall supply all your need. What's all your need? It's all of your need, whatsoever it is. Whatever pertains to life and godliness, He has a promise for you. He has an answer for you. He has provision for you. The time is just flying, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, and I don't say this very often, but I thank you deeply for your prayer support as well as your financial gifts. UCM Partners, I love you so much, as well as my radio family. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.